You know, Willona, meat costs as much as jewelry these days. I was gonna have the butcher engrave my pork chops. Willona, I saw your body get off the bus, but is your mind still on it?
Why would you say that?
Well, because you just put the toilet paper in the freezer.
Oh, well, I didn't want it to go bad. You know what's really bothering me? It's Penny. It's been 2 days now, and no one knows what's going on with the mother or the child. They just disappeared.
Well, Willona, even if we knew, we couldn't do anything about it.
I know, but when they was here, if she got in trouble or something, she could come to one of us. But who has she got to go to now? Hey, well, I'll talk to you later, honey.
Okay, Willona. Thank you for helping me. Hey, Willona, wait a minute. You forgot your cleaning. Willona! Hey, Willona, it's me. Anybody home?
Any news about Penny or her mother?
No, nothing, I'm afraid. I was on a case in the neighborhood and just thought I'd stop by.
Oh, well, come on in.
Thank you, I will.
Want some tea or something?
Oh, no, nothing. But I want you both to know that we are using every means at our disposal to track down Mrs. Gordon.
Oh, I know the first place to look. In every store that sells boxing gloves.
I understand how concerned you both are, but you must remember, the child's mother's in need of help, too.
Yeah, right. Trust me, little bro, I got a foolproof scheme to help get rid of these leftover carnival goldfish and make a profit at the same time.
Hey, look here, Michael. How was I to know none of those fools down at the A&P were willing to take a chance of a lifetime?
JJ, I was the only fool down there. You know why? That's because I listened to another one of your dumb schemes.
Michael, one day one of my dumb schemes is gonna make us all rich. Then I'll be known as J. Paul Ghetto.
Michael and J. Paul Ghetto, we do have company.
Oh, hey there, Miss Carpenter. Look here, did you find Penny yet?
No, I'm sorry.
Hey, this is just a wild hunch. But did you two business tycoons have any trouble getting rid of the little goldfishes?
Willona, we couldn't even give them away.
That's because Michael here won't listen to the entrepreneur.
Oh, yeah? Well, get a load of what J.J. wanted me to say. You say you don't like pets. We don't care. You say you don't have a bowl? We don't care. You say fish give you hives? We don't care. You say you don't have a quarter to pay for these fish?
We care.
Well, I hope we can find somebody to give these little fish a home.
Yeah.
Why don't you set them free?
Hey, Miss Carpenter, you know that's a good idea. I'm gonna dump these jokers in Lake Michigan.
Oh, dear, I didn't mean for him to kill them.
Yeah, poor Michael's just about to commit fishicide.
Oh, excuse me. I am going to be late for my appointment. Now I'm gonna really have to, hustle my butt.
Very good, Mrs. Carpenter. Good. Later.
Later. Oh, I'm gonna have to remember that one, too.
Sure is nice to know someone is worried about Penny beside us, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna go home and do my ironing.
Wait a minute, Willona. I mean, since you helped me with the groceries and everything, why don't you stay and have the last piece of cake I baked as a reward, huh?
Not eating Thelma's cooking at all is reward enough.
JJ, there are two things in life that I never say no to. One of them is a piece of cake. And the other is a piece of cake with ice cream.
Yeah, now I know that cake was in here this morning. JJ, what are you doing?
Looking for dead roaches. Because if they ate that cake, they couldn't have got too far.
All right, where is she?
Where's who?
You know who. Penny. She's run away.
Thank God.
But she isn't here.
Who are you trying to kid? Where else would she go?
Hey, wait, where do you think you're going? Look, this is none of your business, so just butt out.
Butt out? Honey, I ain't started butting in yet.
You listen to me. You just get out of my way, because I'm going to look in those bedrooms.
Hey, wait a minute. You can't come barging in somebody's house and looking in their bedroom.
I can if they're hiding my kid in there.
Ain't nobody hiding your kid.
Gooses, settle it down.
I am not leaving here until I get my child.
In that case, I'll help you look for her. And we'll see how small you feel when she's not in here, for instance.
Penny.
Or in here, which happens to be our porcelain facility, where, as you can see, there are nothing but Thelma's unmentionables hanging in their usual place all over.
JJ, give me those, you fool.
Or you can see she's not hiding under here.
All right, don't be funny. Maybe I was wrong. It's obvious she's not here.
Hey, wait a minute now. Don't quit on me now. Just when I'm starting to get warm, we haven't checked in the closet yet.
Look, would you stop him?
JJ, the woman's leaving.
Not until she's seen everything. On second thought, maybe she has seen everything.
Look, I'm sorry I barged in the way I did.
We accept your apologies. Here's your door.
Just 1 minute. I got something I gotta say.
No, you don't, Willona.
Honey, I don't know what your problem is, but I've seen enough of Penny to know what her problem is. It's you. I don't have to hang around and listen to this.
That's right, you don't.
I heard of a group called Parents Anonymous, and it's like a lot of people get together with the same problem that you have, and they help each other.
Well, is that so?
Yeah.
Well, you listen, Miss High and Mighty. You just get off your soapbox here and stop trying to save me. What do you know about me anyway? Any of you?
We know one thing. You've been using that child as a punching bag.
That child? Is that all you can talk about, is that child? What about me? You think it's easy raising that kid without a father?
Big deal. I was raised without a father. My mother didn't go upside my head.
Well, then you were lucky, baby. Because my family went upside, downside, and across mine. I've had to scuffle all my life.
Honey, you don't own the rights or the patent on scuffling.
Right. Well,
I've been on my own since I was 16 years old.
Well, that's fine for you. Because when you were 16, you didn't have to worry about nobody but yourself. Me, when I was 16, I was pregnant, and I didn't have a dime. With a man that ran off and left before Penny was even born.
That happens every day in a week. You could have done something about it.
Done something? Sister, I did do something. I carried that baby, and I made a living for myself at the same time. And I wanted to do those things. But when the baby was born, what did she do for me, huh? What did she do for me? Nothing. I can't keep a man on account of Penny. If it wasn't for her all the time needing things, wanting things, maybe I'd have some happiness. Now she's gone off and caused me more trouble. I haven't enough.
Don't cry, Mama. Please don't.
So, you weren't hiding her, huh? What is this? You lied to me, all of you.
Mama, they didn't know I was here. I sneaked in and took some cake, because I was hungry. Then I heard someone coming. I got scared and hid. Please, can we go home now?
Home? Oh, sure, we can go right home.
Miss Gordon, do yourself a favor. Get some help. You need it so badly.
Remember I told you about Parents Anonymous?
Parents Anonymous? What are they going to do for me? Huh? Are they going to pay all my bills? Are they going to solve my problems?
They might help you find yourself. I mean, they can help you understand your frustrations so you can deal with them.
And probably suggest some kind of therapy.
Therapy? Oh, so now you think I'm crazy, huh?
Hey, look here, Miss Gordon. Everybody needs a little brain straightening out once in a while. I mean, even me.
Miss Gordon, if you keep on the way you're going, the cops are gonna stomp all over you, honey.
You listen, this here is my kid, and I'm gonna handle her any way I want to, just like my family handled me. Come on.
Oh, Miss Gordon,
you stay out of my face. Now, you just stay out of my face with all this stuff you laying on me. I got enough trouble of my own.
Keep your cool, Miss Gordon.
Oh, shut up, you. And I've had enough of your preaching. I've had enough of all of you strangers messing in my business. And I've had enough of you bothering me all the time. I want some pizza. Oh, God. Not again. I gotta get out of here.
Wait for me, Mom.
No, I'll be back. I need some air.
Miss Gordon, now will you get some help? Would you please think about it?
I am thinking about it. I'm thinking that maybe this time I'm the one that's gonna run away from home for a change. There's a life out there somewhere. And I'm gonna have me a hunk of it.
Don't do this to Penny. Don't leave her like this. You can't leave your child.
She deserves something better than me.
Miss Gordon.
Had a long talk with your mama, and everything's gonna be okay. Hey, how would you say we all play some cards, some whist, some tonk, or something? Hey, you know what we could do? If there's something good on television, like a good spooky movie. How about us playing checkers and look at television at the same time?
That's fun.
Oh, I know what we could do. We could all take off our shoes and pick up some marbles with our toes. Jay, they got any marbles? No, he done lost his marbles.
She isn't coming back, is she?
I don't know for sure, honey.
She isn't.
Better call Mrs. Carpenter.
Mama won't go to jail, will she?
No, no.
I don't want her to
She's
go to jail.
She's not gonna go to jail. Everything's gonna be okay.
Yes, everything's gonna be all right. See, Dr. JJ is gonna spread cheer. Calm the troubled waters with his astonishing and amazing psychological insight to the situation. Boogity, 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 boogity.
Woods. Wilona Woods. I have a very important message for Mrs. Carpenter. When do you expect her back?
JJ, we have to cheer her up. Do something.
All right. Penny, you just happen to be in luck, because now you can see my world-famous impression of a fly flying through a fog of black flag. Check this out. Spray can. Flying. So what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got...
Tomorrow, please have her call us. It's very urgent. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Well, there's nothing more we can do now. Penny will have to stay over.
Penny, how would you like to stay over with someone who likes you very, very much? Would like nothing better than to have a sweet, dear little girl stay over?
Hmm? Oh, boy. I get to sleep with JJ. I just left your apartment, Wilona.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Telephone, Wilona.
Hello?
Who's calling, please? Just a minute. I'll see if she's home. Wilona?
Hmm?
It's some dude named Elroy. He wants to know if you're free tonight.
Oh, bad joker. Try to get rid of him for me, honey.
What will I say?
I don't care. Tell him anything.
I'm sorry, but Wilona isn't home. Where? She went to India. You see, her uncle died and left her $1 million. And a castle. But see, she had to go over there and live in it. I think she's gonna raise camels. And she gets to have servants and genies and a harem and everything. So she won't be back until tomorrow. Bye, Mr. Joker.
Honey, what'd you tell him?
I told him you couldn't make it tonight.
Good girl. Now it's time for you to go to bed, kick off those slippers, and climb under the covers.
Hey, we just wanted to say goodnight to Penny.
Oh, come on in.
Oh, good. JT, tell me a bedtime story.
I don't know any bedtime stories.
Oh, yes, you do. Tell the one about the little baby.
Oh, JJ, tell us the bedtime story, JJ.
All right. Well, once upon a time, there's this little girl named Afro Locks. And she was gliding through the ghetto when she come upon this brownie housing project. And that's where the three little bears live. Now, the smallest bear's name was Michael. Now, the ugliest and most bodacious bear's name was Stalmer. Now, the smoothest and most savoir faire bear's name was JJ. So, the door was halfway open, so the little girl walked in there, and there's a pot of grits cooking on the stove that old Thelma the bear cooked. You know? So, she eating the grits, she had some salt and some pepper and some butter on there, you know, and just greasing down. Get the grits all out in here, you know, funky with the grits and everything, you know. All of a sudden, the little girl started getting pains in her stomach. She can't move. Little girl getting convulsions and everything. She realized she had the bubonic plague. The end.
The end? Whatever happened to they lived happily ever after?
No one eats Thelma's cooking and lives happily ever after.
JJ, you should be shot.
All right. Goodbye, Penny. Good night.
Okay, bye, Penny.
Bye, Thelma. Bye, JJ.
Oh, baby. Well, time for the sleepy pie. Sleepy time.
Can I say my prayers?
Oh, of course, baby. Come on.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. God bless Michael, Thelma, JJ, and Malona.
Aw, that's nice, sugar.
Good night, Malona.
Good night, my darling. You gonna be warm enough?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Good night.
And God, please watch over Mama. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hi, Penny. Come here. I'd like you to meet Mrs. Carpenter. She's from the Department of Children and Family Services.
Hi.
Hello, Penny. Now, you're going to be going with me. We're going to find you a new home.
Okay.
Well, I think Penny and I had better be on our way. I'll be in touch. Huh?
Wait, Penny. Now, you take care of yourself, honey, okay? Be good.
Goodbye, Malona. And thanks.
You're welcome.
Remember, I love you.
Bye, Thelma.
See you later, Penny.
Bye, Michael. JJ, I don't care what other people say. I think you're nice, and I will always love you.
Bye, Penny.
later.
Penny acted like she goes to a foster home every day of her life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess the kid's been through so much, nothing shakes up anymore.
You know, if we had enough room, we'd take ourselves.
Stick your mother in a car with four kids? Hmm. Honey, I don't know how Flo has made it all these years, but you three? I had Penny one night, and I barely made it.
Why, Willona? What happened?
Well, for one thing, a groovy dude named Elroy called me, wanted to go out, and I couldn't go because Penny was there.
You'll call again.
I hope not. But that isn't all. I couldn't get any sleep. You know, Penny twisted and turned the whole night. She even screamed one time, cried out. Girl, give me the single life any time.
Yeah, just imagine you being a mother, Willona.
Surprise! I'm back.
What are you doing here? Where's Mrs. Carpenter?
I ditched her.
How'd you do that?
Easy. When we got in the elevator, I pushed the B button for basement. Then I scooted out before the doors closed. Mrs. Carpenter, she's a nice lady, but I don't want to go to a new home. I want to stay at my old one, right here with JJ.
Look, Penny, you're a fantastic chick and all, but, you know, I can't take care of you.
I know. You're a lover, not a mother. But, Willona, if you'd have me, I'd love to live with you.
Well, Penny, well, you see, Willona's not exactly the... Well, what I mean is, she's hardly ever... well, you see, she probably just couldn't do that.